going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Breaking news out of the NBA, and while not surprising, it is crippling for the Boston Celtics. They're down 3-1 in one of the most stunning postseason series I can remember in the association, and it's getting worse. Jason Tatum did, in fact, rupture his Achilles tendon. So this is a game changer for them.
Awful.
Because not only is Tatum out for the remainder of this series, which you saw coming, but this is now a all-of-next-year kind of injury as well.
Career-altering, potentially. I don't mean flipping about it.
Yes, that is the big question, right? Is at this age, for Jason Tatum, can you get back to the guy he was on the floor last night? And I thought he was sensational last night. He was having an all-time Tatum game. 42 points in 40 minutes, 16 of 28 from the floor, 7 of 16 shooting. It was one of those games where Jaylen Brown was not good, and there were only a couple of Celtics that were kind of helping them, and he was carrying that team. But he's 27, so I'm not going to sit here and act like he's, 40 years old. You would think he'll come back, but he'll be back playing at 29 or so off of a really, really serious injury. He's a guy who can slash and get to the cup, six-time All-Star.
Do everything.
NBA champion. That question comes into play when you're not 23, 24, 25 years old, when you got the mileage he does. Even though he's only 27, he's played a lot of basketball.
Well, he's playing grind basketball now. He's basically lining up at power forward a lot. Right. So his rebounding totals have gone up. He playmakes on offense. Everything runs through him. And he's kind of the bell cow where everybody's kind of falling in behind him. They initiate offense through him. He's got to create when the shot clock's running down. His rebounding, he averaged almost 9 boards a game this year. Those are hard miles, kind of to your point. And that just, I hate injuries like that. But stuff like that just, all he's trying to do is play basketball. This wasn't some kind of tomfoolery like Ben Roethlisberger riding a motorcycle or something. It just not only costs you the rest of your chance at a championship this year, but again, possibly next year and beyond. Sucks.
I was hoping it was an ankle. The way he went down and grabbed his leg, at first I thought ankle, and then when I saw the replay and it was non-contacty and he's kind of, it screamed Achilles, but I was just praying we'd find out today. He tore another ankle ligament.
Yeah, something as lowly as an ankle tendon. I mean, I know it doesn't sound good, but it's not this.
No, this is the Achilles ruptured, and this is one of those 1 year, maybe next postseason, he's still not playing.
Yeah.
And as you said, you have questions about, a couple of years from now, what he looks like, and when does he get all the way back? By the way, the Celtics, what a shell of themselves they've been in this series.
I didn't see it coming, man.
They had their best game from Tatum, and it still wasn't enough because the Knicks finally played their best game. They had a 2-1 series lead and hadn't played a great game yet.
Yeah.
And then played a really, really good one in game 3. I blame Kristaps Porzingis a lot, honestly. As weird as it sounds. But when Porzingis' minutes are as bad as his minutes were last night, they don't have much of a chance. And to me, that's a pendulum swinger for the Celtics. Like, if I can just get a lens into how one guy played, sure, if Jaylen Brown was better, maybe you win. Tatum can't give you much more than he did until he got hurt at the end of the game last night. But Porzingis, to me, is really a litmus test any given
game. Kind of the windsock, yeah.
And right now, they're just not getting nearly enough out of him. So I was wrong. Remember when the Knicks were up 2-0, I said, I'm going to bet right now on the Celtics to win that series without any problems and win it 4-2. I did the same thing after they were down 1-0. I wanted to make a bet.
Yeah, game one, it was like, okay, they're winning. They got complacent. They were playing with their food. Okay, they're going to come back and win the series, right? Right? Nope. But
both conference, Eastern Conference series, both of the games in that conference and the series so far have been so lopsided in the direction nobody saw coming. The Pacers have the Cavs on the brink. That series could end tonight with game 5, 7 East time tip. Tyrese Halliburton's amazing. I don't know if the Pacers are that good. I know he's really good, but Cleveland, I think it's mostly been injuries. They've had a lot of games and minutes missed by their guys. But even still, they're going to lose that series. Mm-hmm. The Celtics are going to lose that series. So we're going to get Pacers, Knicks in the Eastern Conference Final. And one of those two teams is going to be in the final.
Is this the mid-90s with Charles Oakley involved and Rick Smits?
I was going to say it's Rick Smits and Allen Houston.
Yeah. What are we doing? Crazy. I was dead wrong about
Reggie
all this
Miller,
stuff.
Reggie Miller, Jamal Tinsley.
John Starks is involved. I mean, yeah. Derek Harper, the lesser Harper.
Latrell Sprewell is going to go 23-6-5.
My goodness gracious.
On the Western Conference, we've got a 2-2 series for the Nuggets and the Thunder, which looks like it could go the distance. That's been very, very fun.
That has been awesome.
And then I guess it'd be a surprise. I mean, Minnesota's a better seed. Golden State, the moment Steph got hurt, they were done.
That was curtains.
Because they don't have enough scorers. Like, when he's on the floor, they have two scorers, him and Jimmy Buckets. Without him, I don't know where the points come from. And Anthony Davis has them on the precipice of elimination. So you're probably going to get a Timberwolves, let's say Thunder, but it could be Thunder or Nuggets, Western Conference
Nuggets,
Final.
Right?
And the winner of that gets kind of the gift of either the Pacers or the Knicks in the finals, maybe.
How about that? Yeah, I mean, credit to the Knicks. I mean, I overlooked them. I probably shouldn't have, just in terms of looking at that series and how it was going to go. I just thought Boston was too good. They were just, you know, again, they were bored most of the season, right? It's like, okay, these guys, as soon as they feel like turning it on, they're going to, and they haven't been able to recapture it. Cleveland, I'm even more stunned by that they've been dominated by the Pacers.
Breaking news, Grant and Danny, Jason Tatum, it was a ruptured Achilles last night. Just brutal as they lost game 4 and fell 3-1 down to the Knicks in their best of 7 series.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.